Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I am so glad to be here with you today. Today is December 18th, and we are making our way through the Gospels. We are in Matthew chapter 18 today. So I'll be reading from the Common English Bible, Matthew 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he called a little child over to sit among the disciples and said, "I assure you that if you don't turn your lives around and become like this little child, you will definitely not enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who humble themselves like this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. As for whoever causes these little ones who believe in me to trip and fall into sin, it would be better for them to have a huge stone around their necks and be drowned in the bottom of the lake. How terrible it is for the world because of the things that cause people to trip and fall into sin. Such things have to happen, but how terrible it is for the person who causes those things to happen. If your hand or foot causes you to fall into sin, chop it off and throw it away. It's better to enter into life crippled or lame than to be thrown into the eternal fire with two hands or feet. If your eye causes you to fall into sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better to enter life with one eye than to be cast into burning hell with two eyes. Be careful that you don't look down on one of these little ones. I say to you that their angels in heaven are always looking into the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If someone had 100 sheep and one of them wandered off, wouldn't he leave the 99 on the hillside and go in search of the one that wandered off? If he finds it, I assure you that he is happier about having one sheep than about 99 who didn't wander off. In the same way, my Father who is in heaven doesn't want to lose one of these little ones. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and correct them when you are alone together. If they listen to you, then you've won over your brother or sister. But if they won't listen, take one or two others so that every word may be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. But if they still won't pay attention, report it to the church. If they won't even pay attention to the church, treat them as you would a Gentile and a tax collector. I assure you that whatever you fasten on earth will be fastened in heaven, and whatever you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven. Again, I assure you that if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, then my Father who is in heaven will do it for you. For where there are two or three gathered in my name, I am there with them. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Should I forgive them as many as 7 times? Jesus said, "Not just 7 times, but rather as many as 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle accounts, they brought to him a servant who owed him 10,000 bags of gold. Because the servant didn't have enough to pay it back, the master ordered that he should be sold along with his wife and children and everything he had, and that the proceeds should be used as payment. But the servant fell down, kneeled before him, and said, 'Please be patient with me. I'll pay you back.' The master had compassion on that servant and released him and forgave the loan. When that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 coins. He grabbed him around the throat and said, 'Pay me back what you owe me.' Then this fellow servant fell down and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I'll pay you back.' But he refused and said he threw him into prison until he paid back his debt. When his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply offended. They came and told their master all that had happened. His master called the first servant and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you appealed to me. Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?' His master was furious and handed him over to the guard responsible for punishing prisoners until he paid the whole debt. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if you don't forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Wow, this is a great chapter. It's packed with a lot of great stuff. My two biggest takeaways from this chapter are this whole piece about forgiveness and working it out with your brother and sister and making sure that we are all right with each other. That's an important takeaway, that we need to be all right with one another. And it's hard because there are times when you get hurt or you get wronged and you just hold on to it. And I'm guilty of that too. Just you hold on to those things and you don't let those go. And you just want to kind of hold it over someone's head. It's just like that servant who had been forgiven so much, but yet he wanted to hold on to that little debt that somebody else owed him. And Jesus says, you can't do that. You got to let that go. Just do like God did to us. It's not easy, but it's the way of life that he's called us to. And then the other piece that really intrigued me in this chapter is that if we want to be great in the kingdom of God, it means we have to be like a little child. And that is just such a cool concept to me, is that we just have to come to God with this childlike faith. So would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you for Jesus, and thank you for his example and what he's called us to do, to forgive one another and to live a childlike faith. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.